Hey there, everybody. I am your host, James Hilliard, and on today's special Meet the Expert episode of Connection Point, I'm talking with Chris Otash, a Lenovo Business Development Specialist at the PC Connection family of companies. Chris is here with us today to discuss technology trends in personal computing and tell us about some new features and capabilities to look for when selecting systems and devices, perhaps part of a PC refresh that may be occurring or will soon to occur across your organization. And Chris, really appreciate you taking time and joining me today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
Now, this being a Meet the Expert episode, we got to dig into your background a bit. How long has tech been a focus for you? What still kind of gets you up in the morning? What are you passionate about?
For me, I've been in the business for just going on 15 years now. So it seems like yesterday I was selling first-generation Intel processors with Windows 3.1. And now we're here at Windows 7 and iCore processors. And time goes by pretty fast. But I've been with the business in the industry for about 15 years. And for almost the last five with Lenovo.
And Lenovo has seen a lot of great growth in the last 5 years after the spinoff and really standing alone as a company. You know, these days, what is it that you're doing on a daily basis in terms of meeting with customers or talking to them, helping them? What is it that you really like to do and focus on and help people with?
My role, I'm on a team. There's a few of us here actually behind the scenes at PC Connection, and any of the customers at any time can contact their account manager and ask for one of us to jump on the phone call. And our job is to pretty much educate and advise the customer on what is coming up next for Lenovo as far as their product portfolio, if it's desktops or notebooks, it could be even workstations or servers. We're here to educate, what's currently out and what's coming up in the next few months and how the technology has changed over the last, say 12 to 24 months since the last time they've done a refresh. So I like the part of educating. I like the wide variety of customers. We focus in on the SMB and LE segment, and we have quite a few account managers and a lot of customers in our business. So we have regulars. We have all new customers every day, so it's always good to engage the account manager and learn something new when you have time.
I like the fact that you're able to update people on kind of new revs and what's new from the past 12 to 24 months when they maybe last bought a machine. But I want to go back further, way back. I mean, we're talking high top shoes and probably some bigger pants or what have you out there. The idea that the PC and personal computing, it's changed a ton over at least the good 15 years that you've been involved, have you stated. Looking back, can you single out one development that you say, hey, that was like one of the biggest, most exciting things that you saw in the PC?
I really think, to pinpoint, there's so many changes, but to pinpoint one, I'd probably say wireless has come a long way. When we first talked about computers and then even the conversation of possibly networking them together and hooking them up and tying them into servers was really game-changing. And now they've, stepped it up a notch to include the ability to incorporate wireless technologies with, obviously, your notebooks and your desktops and appliances that are out now, such as your tablets and slates. So there's been a lot of technology change, even within the wireless, where you can roam on a Wi-Fi, a Bluetooth, a headset, make phone calls on the fly. You also have the ability to connect with your cellular carrier through your tablets and notebooks. So it's quite amazing on not only the wide variety of Wi-Fi options you have, but also the speeds that are available as well. And some of these machines that are out now incorporate all those frequencies and all those different options for wireless versus just limiting yourself to one or two options. You've got, four different connection types available to you besides landline.
I've been covering as a reporter and in my role now, I've covered the industry for about 12 years or so. So pretty similar timeline to you. And I would probably agree. I mean, I was going to be funny and say WebVAN was probably the biggest development we had, but that's inside for us older timers have been following the tech space for a while. But that idea of wireless and being able to work anywhere and access things anywhere, I agree with you. Huge game changer there and one of the biggest changing to personal computing. That being said, that has also had a major change for IT folks. And IT folks make up a majority, not all, but a majority of the folks that are tuning into us today. big challenge for them is managing that IT infrastructure, allowing for all that computing anywhere, anytime. And they have the added burden, especially these days, keep those costs down. Love to dive into some of the kind of features and capabilities that are out there now to help improve the business environment from that kind of systems management, that managing the infrastructure perspective.
Sure. So one unique thing that Lenovo has always offered in years in the past and even in the IBM days is their unique software package called the ThinkVantage Technology Suite. And the TVT Suite, it allows the customer to pick and choose and customize their user experience on different applications that Lenovo will bundle. Currently, right now, we have up to 10 different unique software packages that are included in this TVT Suite. And a lot of the times, customers will overlook them or maybe wipe them out when they're putting an image on. But if they took the time to take a look at, you know, what's really involved and what's really these programs are capable of, it might actually enhance their user experience with Windows 7 or Windows XP or whatever current platform they're on, because managing these systems on a network can get kind of cumbersome and time restricted with, you know, lack of IT staff, and you're trying to deploy all these systems, especially in a large refresh. So when you're trying to make an image or send up or set up a wireless connection for all these different end users you're trying to deploy out, using the TVT software suite kind of really takes a great hold and a benefit of cost savings and time from that perspective. And this is something that we kind of educate customers on the phone call on a deeper dive conversation where we take down each one at a time and break down the pros and cons of each.
And they're available to all. Some people I know choose, hey, this one really just wouldn't be useful for us, so they wipe it off the images. But again, a majority are there and built with the idea of improving business productivity and making things easy for IT to manage. That's the main gist of it, correct?
Correct. A lot of people right now are moving from a desktop platform into a notebook platform where the cost has come down over the last few years, and now notebooks are more affordable, and some of them are in the price range of desktops. So now when you have a workforce that used to be maybe 90% desktop, 10% notebook, you might have a 50-50 spread, and you're like, now I have to manage all these notebooks, and some of them are never in the office, and they're always out and about. And how do you manage those end users that usually sometimes VPN in once in a while or never VPN in, and it's hard to track them down. So we have tools that allow for patch management. You can manage these remote users even when they're not VPN in. As long as the agent's on their computer, you can reach out and patch out to them. You can send images out to them. You can also do wake on LAN on a lot of these options with the right system with vPro. So there's nice features that Lenovo has incorporated in their systems to really take advantage of the hardware aspects of it with this software tool. And just for the simple example of wireless, if you have a company with multiple locations and some of the help desk calls you're getting in the morning is to, hey, I'm in building 2 and I forgot the password, or what is the wireless settings here so I can get on the network. I keep forgetting this. This is something you can actually deploy in the Lenovo. You can set up all your profiles and all your locations, and now your end user can just click from building to building to building where they're at and implement all their settings for them. You can even assign what printer is at each building so they don't have to remember what printer they're supposed to print to. So a lot of these things that you can set up and deploy out across all your network is just going to save you a lot of time and headache and future calls into the help desk.
And I know IT likes to hear that. End users, you and I as end users, we have diverse needs. We rely on I'm assuming you have a plethora of machines. I have several I tote around with me. We rely on them on the road, travel, in the office, what have you. What I want to talk about now is the idea that, let's just go back 10 years, maybe even 6 years ago, there was still the idea that IT would make a decision, hey, we're going to buy two types of machines. These ones are going out to our sales group. These are going out to the rest of our folks, and that's it. And now we know how to manage these. That's not the case these days. People sometimes bring in their own machines. Others, the organization is buying the machine still, but they're buying not just two. They might be buying six or eight different types of machines. How do IT pros know what is the best type of system to buy for all the various roles across their organizations?
That's a good question. There's a lot of expansion in the portfolio of Lenovo's. They actually have made some entry-level systems for the average user that's just doing the administrative tasks. And then we also have really workhorse models that are really ruggedized. They have roll cages, reinforced hard drives, spill-resistant keyboards, very lightweight, very tough at the same point. And those are the users that are just really in and out of the office, meeting customers on the road, different elements, might be outside half the day, might be inside, or even in industrial manufacturing type environments. And then we have these other customer segments that might be C-level customers. They're executives, they're in a lot of boardroom meetings, they're also in travel, they're in planes. They want something thin, light, powerful, and yet modern, and something that doesn't look very old-fashioned. Lenovo has really come out with a nice portfolio that has something for everybody, but also universal options as far as AC adapters, docking stations, a lot of their memory configurations, a lot of the same kind of universal part numbers go across the board. This kind of helps IT staff manage multiple systems across different customer segments within their office very easily. It saves a lot of time and money at the end of the day for them.
Well, your idea of those kind of universal pieces, just things like the power cords. I can remember back, again, it was probably about 7 years ago, power cord went out on a machine I had. I was unique from the rest of the group. There was nothing in there that would work. Still the same company type of machine manufacturer, but not the same model. I couldn't use a new. I had to wait something like, they were saying, 2 weeks to get a new cord. I luckily was able to go out and buy one at a big box store, and that worked for me, but that was a pain. I can see how that idea is going to help out IT a lot. As we wrap up here, Chris, want to try and leave folks kind of, I don't know, final word or two, tip or two of advice, especially if, and we know a lot of folks are starting to look at PC refreshes these days. We've kind of promoted this event to those types of folks as well, and those are the ones listening. So what are some, you know, top of list ideas, thoughts that they can take away that they should be thinking about as they kind of move out there and look at some new machines, features, things like that?
There's a lot of customers out there right now currently weighing for system refreshes on, should we get solid-state drive or should we stick with spindle? Should we move into a system that offers cellular capability versus just Wi-Fi? There's a lot of different processors out now by Intel, from the iCores to the new Xeons. And whatever it might be you're looking for, whether it be a notebooks refresh or desktop refresh, or even you have a department in the office that's looking for some new workstations, my recommendation would be to engage your account manager, ask for one of the Lenovo team members to get on the phone, kind of walk you through the roadmap of the products that you're trying to look for and roll out in your system. We'll be more than happy to help you out with getting the right information in front of you, also send you out a couple demos to evaluate, and just get you on the right path. And hopefully, at the end of the day, save you some money, make sure that you're not overspending and underspending, and just get the right product for you that's going to last that next 3 to 4 years for your refresh.
It sounds, I mean, my big takeaway there from listening to you, it's that planning. You know, take the time to plan ahead. Don't just go out there and throw some money at something. You might not have the right systems that are working. You might have security issues you weren't aware of. So, you know, take the time, do the planning, do things like assessments. I'll actually give folks some contact and follow-up information a bit how they can do that. But that's kind of the bottom line. Take a little bit of time, do that planning, get it done right so you don't have to go back and fix things later.
Exactly. It's a pretty robust portfolio, and there's a lot out there for each category. And so we would like to make sure that the customer is well-informed. We take the time to go through it with them and make sure that all their questions are answered before we just send out a quote or an eval unit for evaluation.
Hey, Chris, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, and anytime.
No worries, Chris. And let me do this for the audience. If you are interested in learning more about Lenovo's product line and services available to assist with your system's refresh, turn to the PC Connection family of companies. You can contact your account manager today to learn more about starting your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. You can also learn more at govconnection.com. You're invited to call 1-800-800-0019 to get more information. And you can also email us at connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. That wraps up this installment of Connection Point.